Monument Square. Here you are standing on the Denkmalplatz, Monument Square, at the heart of our city. As late as 1882, this square was located outside the actual city and was surrounded only by gardens and meadows. The road to Altmersleben did not yet exist at that time, and one had to drive via Fahrholz to get there. The cemetery of the Jewish community was located on the square, and the last interments were held in 1864. By 1885, the original synagogue community no longer existed in Kalbe. The Jewish community of Salzwedel had agreed to the sale of the site to the city council at that time. The city agreed to the condition to design a public green space there and not to use it for fairs and popular entertainment. The Jewish cemetery was officially closed in 1904. At the end of the 19th and at the beginning of the 20th century, residential houses were built around the square, the last of which was constructed in 1906. After 1918, the square offered itself to erect a monument in memory of the fallen Kalbenser soldiers of World War I. This memorial stood here until the beginning of the 60s of the 20th century. It was found to block the view of the ladies and gentlemen of the nearby district leaders of the SED, the Socialist Unity Party of East Germany. The memorial was dismantled and re-erected on the old cemetery grounds in Kalbe, but without the cross at the top. The square was known before World War II as Kriegerdenkmalplatz, War Memorial Square, or Hindenburgplatz, Hindenburg Square, and was now renamed Platz für Frieden und Sozialismus, Square of Peace and Socialism. Instead of the old monument, a triangular column with a globe of the world at its peak adorned this place. Portraits of Marx, Engels, and Lenin in profile were placed on the sides, and a dove of peace sat on the globe. This pillar lasted until shortly after the fall of the Berlin Wall, when the GDR memorial was torn down and the old memorial retrieved from a cemetery and reinstalled in its former place on the square. The dove of peace can still be seen today in the Museum Altes Wachhaus at the castle. Simultaneously with the re-erection of the old memorial, a plaque was attached to it in honor of the victims of World War II, and the square was redesigned to its present form. On Remembrance Day, Volkstrauertag, citizens, clubs, and representatives of the city commemorate the victims of war and violence with a speech and by laying of wreaths. A little tip: the old milestone for the postal service can be found at the southern end of the square. Two trees on the square had to be cut down at the beginning of 2017 because of disease and the drought, followed by more trees in 2019 and 2020. The Kultur- und Heimatverein, the Club for Culture and Maintenance of Local Traditions and Characteristics, and Family Krüger started a petition in June 2021 to redesign the square. Many citizens contributed donations. Permits had to be applied for to fell the remaining trees. The trees were felled on 7th November 2022, and 3 days later, 9 young linden trees were planted. The trees were sponsored by the Club for Culture and Maintenance of Local Traditions, the Kultur- und Heimatverein, Uta and Henning Krüger, Andrea and Dr. Sebastian Krüger, the City Council fraction of the Left Party, Christine and Wolfgang Lütke, family Martina and Mario Majewski, family Andrea and Harald Müller, Elisabeth and Klaus Osminski, Dr. Silvia and Carsten Ruth, and the bank Sparkasse Altmark West of Salzwedel. Additional donations were used for the purchase of slow-release irrigation pouches and for the care of the plants. The donors here were Dorothea Breuer, Nee Krüger, Birgit and Ralf Falk, Helmut Heidenreich and Rosemarie Giese.
Bärbel and Dieter Kröger.
Dieter and Bärbel Röber, nee Krüger. Stefan Röber. Reinhard Schulze. Margret Schwarz. And Gisela and Udo Horst. A heartfelt thank you to all donors and participants. And may the trees develop to their full beauty in the coming years.
We wish you much further enjoyment in exploring the history of our small town. Yours, Henning Krüger.